This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 26, written by Norman Brown. From the belly of the beast. From Jonah 2. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Jonah's story challenges our natural skepticism. Imagine blaming an ocean storm on one passenger, though he admitted sinning against God. And how could tossing Jonah overboard calm the storm? Yet it did. And there's more. God sent a huge fish to swallow Jonah, who survived in its belly for 3 days and three nights. Jonah confessed his sin, professed faith in God's power to save him, gave thanks for deliverance, and vowed eternal gratitude. Now God had Jonah's attention. He ordered the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. This story sounds bizarre, but Jesus used it in a discussion with the Pharisees. The Pharisees demanded miracles from Jesus to prove he was all he claimed to be. Instead, Jesus referred them to Jonah. A wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah didn't dive voluntarily into the sea expecting a huge fish to save him, nor did he expect to be vomited from the beast onto the beach. But God used Jonah to point to Jesus sacrificing his life and being sealed in the tomb for 3 days before God resurrected him. And we share his eternal life. Born in the belly of the beast called sin, Jesus freed us for eternal life. We can sing with Jonah. Salvation comes from the Lord. Will you pray with me? Lord, you willingly came into our world of sin to save us. How can we thank you enough? Accept our praise. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.